I'm Dr. Carol Plautz, Associate Professor in the Department of Biology.
I'm Hannah Williams. I'm a senior at Shepherd in the Biology Department with a minor in Chemistry as well.
Now explain what is happening with the videotaping that's going to be going on here.
We are in the process of publishing a paper in the Journal of Visualized Experiments, and this is the first video science journal. We submitted our manuscript. It was an invited manuscript by one of the Jove editors to submit a methods paper based on the publication that came out in Developmental Dynamics last December. So this paper focuses on the expression cloning system using Xenopus oocytes, so using frog oocytes as an expression cloning system to exert an effect on ectoderm that is placed in recombination with it. They thought that, well, this seems to be very techniquey, very methods heavy, and this would be an ideal candidate for Jove. And Hannah is my co-author because she's my undergraduate researcher that has been working in this area. We submitted the manuscript. It went out for peer review to quite a number of reviewers. Went through that whole editorial review process and peer review process. And as I said, the manuscript was accepted. And normally if you hear that your manuscript is accepted, you're very excited and say, hey, the job is done. Not in this case. In this case, the job was just beginning because we had to make sure that we could get the system working and actually display these techniques and do these techniques for the cameras in the lab. And I had to be, myself and Hannah both had to really hone our skills.
So you've been practicing?
Yes, this summer as a source scholar for Shepherd's Biology Department, I spent most of the summer just learning the techniques and really trying to master those so that I could be part of the filming as well and contribute to this manuscript and the video.
What's it like as a student being able to do a project like this and be published in this manner?
It's really exciting. I think Dr. Plautz said that I'm the first current undergraduate student listed on one of her papers, so that compliment alone is it's amazing. But also to know that these techniques are contributing to something that I love, which is lens induction and eyes. I want to be an optometrist, so I'm able to use these techniques to relate to what I'm really interested in, and so to be able to connect the two is really why I love this project.
This video format that this will be published in, that's something new. Talk about what you think of that and how it's different than just publishing it in a regular publication as we know it.
Yes. Well, it definitely, from a purely me-centered standpoint, I would say it certainly is, it's a lot more on the researcher to not just write up materials and methods section for your paper, but to really do it for the camera and to have everything working and everything ready and to be on point and on task. And especially when you're dealing with living material, I think we have these jitters. Is it going to be? Because as a friend of mine often says, if it always worked on the first try, they wouldn't call it research, they'd just call it search. So we know, I think, having working in a lab, that on any given day, sometimes things don't work right. And so there are always the jitters of doing it for the camera. But in terms of Jove, in terms of the Journal of Visualized Experiments, I'm a huge fan. And I think that it's really has the possibility of revolutionizing the way that we communicate our science, because they strive to increase reproducibility, accountability, and we know there's been a lot of stories in the news lately about the difficulty of reproducing scientific studies and replicability. And I think that Jove is sort of using the technology, using today's technology, where so few journals now are printed in paper anymore. They're all electronic. Well, if you have an electronic journal, you're not bounded by having things look like they would be if they were in print in your hands. You can use the newer media. You can use video. You can use large, you know, interactive files and things like that. And, you know, now there are, even in other journals, certainly there are supplemental materials that people do utilize. But Jove really making that their centerpiece, where every paper is going to have video methods, is really something quite novel. So I'm excited to be a part of it. It's very hot and deservedly so.